favorite, A Few Good Men. Now, it's not really a court, but in the movie, when Al Pacino plays, he's a blind lieutenant colonel in Scent of a Woman at the end of the film. Remember that whole scene? I'll take a flamethrower to this place. Remember that? Did you see a Scent of a Woman?
I did.
That's one of my favorites, too. Hey, I love talking to Brett. Hold on the line, Brett. Brett Hoppen from Marcus Theaters here every Friday to talk movies. And I just still had more stuff to talk about. Didn't have the time, but maybe next week we'll get to some of the other ones. Thank you, Brett. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's gotten the meeting he was hoping for in El Salvador with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to prison in Central America.
We need to make sure that the court system works and due process works, because if you take it away for any individual, it's a very short road to taking it away for every American.
Holland posted pictures of the two men, Abrego Garcia in street clothes, at what looks like a restaurant table. The White House calls their meeting truly disgusting. Police in Tallahassee are trying to pin down a motive after a gunman shot and killed two men on the campus of Florida State University and wounded two others. Stephanie Horowitz, who survived shooting in 2018, witnessed the chaos.
I saw belongings left behind, and unfortunately, due to my previous experience, I knew what that meant. And before I knew exactly what was going on, I just started to direct everybody into the back room to safety.
CBS's Skylar Henry is in Tallahassee.
Police say that the suspected shooter is the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. And as witnesses went scrambling, there was chaos and confusion leading to emergency lockdown. As students watched in horror from their classroom windows.
Suspect was shot and wounded by police. Vice President Vance is in Italy, where he's weighed in on talks that wrapped up today in Paris on the war in Ukraine.
I won't prejudge them, but we do feel optimistic that we can hopefully bring this war, this very brutal war, to a close.
Secretary of State Rubio says if there's no agreement in the next few weeks, the U.S. will move on. Another delay for the Menendez brothers' bid for shorter sentences and possible parole as they serve life in their parents' murders. A resentencing hearing in L.A. was put off until next month after a disagreement over part of a risk assessment report. Defense attorney Mark Garagos.
He has taken a position at all times that is not supported by the law. It's not supported by the facts.
Tomorrow, Oklahoma City marks 30 years since a truck bombing inside the federal building that killed 168 people. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh reported on that fateful day.
The one great thing about Oklahomans, we are very resilient, and a day of darkness does not define Oklahoma or the people who live in this great state.
Tomorrow's ceremony will be held indoors because of bad weather. Markets are closed for Good Friday. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile is built just for you. Get the savings you want on America.com/choice55 and
local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete System. Notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-31.
From the WRJN radio, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. You're weather aware, there's a severe thunderstorm listening area until 11 a.m. this morning. Keep listening for the latest, and we'll have more coming up in the forecast. A gas main break in Kenosha forced residential evacuations last night. Nine, impacting people living near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets. Details of the cause remain under investigation. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities, with Phase 2 starting in July. A Racine officer rescued a man from a burning building last week. Kenosha officers got awards recently for responsive man on February 15th. Both departments have had ceremonies and are giving out commendations and accolades. Racine Juvenile Detention Center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation. And the Red Cross is seeking volunteers to install arms and create escape plans. Volunteers would be going door to door in Racine May 3rd, replacing smoke detectors and offering fire safety tips. There's more about how to help on the local Red Cross website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers host the A's. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers. Tomorrow at noon for game one of their best of seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got ejected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, that's
but, yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody.
You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262.
Some of be severe windy tornado weather after mid partly 50 John Cable. Now it's
still get nice late. He has his idiosyncrasies. Like every time he gets really nervous, he goes like this. And I'm not like most women, because I don't like big guys. All my friends like these big guys to protect them. I like them little. In case a fight breaks out, I got a chance. Yeah, basically, I date guys I think I can take. Is that so wrong? I don't like hairy guys, though. I tried it. I dated a little hairy guy once. He'd take a bath at my house. It looked like the sewer backed up. Hey, all that fur floating on the water. Just want to snap a cigarette butt into there. Then I'd have to wait for the tub to dry, then vacuum. I'd write things. Welcome. I just want a relationship, not a plumbing problem.
I've got the legends of radio in my room right now. And royalty, Jane Matinere is here.
Good morning.
Legend.
Well, that's very kind of you. I think that I'm only qualify as a legend because I'm still alive.
How many stations have you worked at in Milwaukee?
Four or five.
That's when you have to remember four, five, six, could be eight.
I think it's four.
I can't count that one because the station went out of business. So I can. Jane Matinere is here and future legend of radio.
There you go, Greg Bach.
Oh boy,
yeah,
no pressure.
Greg Bach is here now. You worked in politics. You actually worked for John Dickard.
I did. Yes, I worked for the mayor's office, but from 2009 until 2015.
Now, perfect combo because. on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540, and also on the Civic Media Radio Network. They have a show. It comes on every day at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to come on every day at 9 a.m. beginning Wednesday.
Yes.
So Jane's got to get up an hour earlier. Now, the station, I see you every morning at 5:30. You're already here. But now this show is hardcore, right?
For the first hour, I would say.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about Wisconsin politics, a lot about local politics. And then in the second hour, it depends what's going on.
Exactly.
But certainly for the last hour, half hour of the show, we call it our audio sorbet segment. It's kind of a cleansing for your ears.
Yes.
From all of the politics and all of the angst and all of that. And we talk about many more lighthearted things.
Yeah. See, my wife has to close the door at home when I'm watching the news on TV because I'm screaming at the TV. I don't curse, but I'm screaming at the TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because you won't tolerate curse. And it just aggravates me. Even when I watch stuff on the YouTube channels of all these auditors and stuff, it's just, and I gotta turn it off, and I gotta watch the Odd Couple reruns on my DVD just to calm down.
Oh yeah, I hear
that's the cleansing. I turn on those TV shows.
Well, and that's what we talk about too on the show. We say, like, you know, there's a lot going on, and we understand we're giving people a lot of information, and it's not always the best information. It gives you pause, make you a little nervous. So that last 30 minutes of the show, regardless of who you voted for, we all can use a break, and we talk about fun things we can connect with, like, you know, I think next week we're going to talk about song lyrics you misunderstood, and we talk about those things, and people call in and they text and just have a good time, and then we end the show with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." So it's always a nice little bow to, like, let people breathe.
Talk about song lyrics you can't understand. "I Get Around" by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
The longest time I couldn't figure out what he was saying in the song, Brian Wilson, and I had to go look it up on, finally we got Google and stuff. But for years, when I got started, I couldn't understand. He says, "I'm a real cool head making real good bread." And he says it many times in the song. I never knew that. I said, what? "I'm a real cool head making good bread." My brother, when he had a rock band in the 60s, they wanted to do Louie Louie.
But
he knew the lyrics. So he actually wrote to the record company. They sent him a mimeograph sheet of the lyrics.
Mimeograph
sheet. And so they had the lyrics. And he had to write them out because there's no copy machines. They didn't exist yet. So he had to write them out for the band members. And they all learned the song Louie Louie with the real words.
Does he still have that?
I don't think so.
I would love to have it framed.
I would frame that and have it in my house.
So my brother actually played with Little Anthony and the Imperials, the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Ruby and the Romantics, Benny King.
Wow.
Jay and the Americans. I'm trying to remember who else.
Did he open or did he play in their bands?
These were groups that didn't have a band.
Yeah.
So when they appeared on the East Coast, they hired him because he was able to read music.
Oh, what a
gift. So they used to come in just before the show, hand him the sheet music, and he worked with the band, and they performed with him. So that the Shangri-Las, too.
That is really cool.
Remember the Shangri-Las? They had the brunette twins, and they had the blonde, the lead singer. I can't remember her name, but my brother stayed friends with her until she died recently.
Wow.
They were email buddies, and they used to email all the time she passed away. Benny King, this was when he was playing upstate New York in South Fallsburg in the early 60s. Benny King was playing that night. He pulled up with his van with his group of singers. They were not the Drifters at the time. This was after the Drifters. And he said, "I got to loosen up. There was a basketball court. Let's play some basketball." He pointed to me. "You're on my side." And I played basketball with Benny King.
Very cool.
But my brother was very nice. He took me to all these places to meet these big rock stars. And I said, this is just, I mean, I got to meet them all and sit down and talk. And you know what? They do put on pants one leg at a time.
I would hope so. I really would hope so.
That was great. All right. So let's review here. The show, does it have a name?
It's called Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, Matt and Air on Air. Why don't I know that?
I'm not sure.
You guys are in the next room right over here. Matt and Air
on
Air.
Don, you have a lot to think about in the day, so it's fine.
Okay, Matt and Air on Air. Somehow Greg didn't get his name in the show.
Perfect.
But you're actually on for a couple of hours before that in the morning, starting at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I am a producer for Pat Kreitlow's show, Up North News Radio, which is getting its own revamp and refresh starting next week as well. He'll be going from 6 to 8, adding an hour from 6 to 9. So it'll be a three-hour show, and it'll be mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And it'll be the same great news reports on. Great guests. We'll have we will also be adding some community pieces from various correspondents around the state here at Civic Media. So, you know, whether we're talking about Milwaukee, we're talking about Wausau, it's going to be great. A great, great show, just adding on to what's already wonderful with Pat Kreitlow's radio program.
And what I think is so valuable about Pat, much like Todd Alba, both of them worked closely. Pat was in the state legislature, yep. And Todd Alba worked for legislators.
Yeah.
So they both have a perspective on the inner workings of things that that I think most of us lack.
Now, you've never worked at, is this the first talk radio you've worked at?
I worked for WTMJ, but I was in the news department, so.
Okay, but you did talk radio before.
I never did, no.
Wow, I did talk radio here back in my first incarnation, and it was really heavy duty, in your face, screaming, and I was exhausted by the end of the day. I was just, and I had to do so much work here back then, and I was here till like late at night, and I said, I can't keep doing this.
Yeah, we're considerably less yelly.
I'm very serious
about that. I think there is a way to deliver this information without the screeching and the shouting and all of those things. We tend to lean more towards laughing. I'd rather laugh about things, which does not sit well with everyone. Again, we realize things are very serious.
Yeah.
And we address those things, which is why for the last half hour of the show, we really try to give everybody a break, including us.
So it's not like somebody said, you know who I voted for? And you go, ha, ha, you voted for
no,
them.
No,
that kind of laugh.
No.
There is definitely a laughing at and an understanding of the absurdity of some of the things happening in today's day and age in the news. But we never would laugh at someone or ridicule their vote. I mean, people will call in, they'll text, they will live stream comment, they'll say things that we disagree with, but we don't want to make them feel like they're less than for disagreeing with us. And I think the thing that makes it different for our show is that, you know, a lot of talk radio shows will have one person talking into a mic, talking to the audience, where Jane, I, and Calvin, and our guests, we're having a conversation. Will call and talk to us and contribute to the conversation. So it's less yelly and we get to walk out with our, you know, not so worn out, but it's I think it's better to have a conversation.
Well, and we like to call our show pro community, pro democracy, pro funny.
Yeah.
And you do stand up comedy.
I do indeed.
Are you funny?
Not at all.
Come on, be funny right now.
Don, say comedy is all about timing. So I do stand up. I run a club in Milwaukee as well.
And oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah. There's a club called the Laughing Tap. And I have two jobs. I'm a producer in both jobs. I get paid to make sure that things happen. And it's wonderful. I love doing this show. The show with Pat, and we're really looking forward to the new time slot. We're looking forward to trying new things, but in my opinion, I think we have a great show going for us, and it's all about refining, but I really hope people will tune in from 9 to 11.
And one last thing, you can actually see the video of the show live.
Yes.
If you choose to subject yourself to that, yes.
And you see the studios live, and, you know, I always say, radios are, you know, when you see radio actually happening, it's not what you picture in your mind, but you guys have a great studio with you, so it actually looks good. And how do people see that? Is it on YouTube or why?
We're on YouTube. We're on what used to be Twitter. We're on Facebook.
Yes, you can simply go to. You can go to a bevy of sites. So you can go like the best way probably. I say, start with the Civic Media YouTube page. That's where we're going to be at every show.
Go to Civic Media.
But we also have. There's a Twitter account for Civic Media. There's some Facebook pages. Its own Facebook page. So just if you're looking for us, the best place to start, go to YouTube, type in Civic Media, and you can watch us at least for the next few days from 10 to noon.
Last time I checked, there were 11,000 radio stations in America.
Whoa.
You're on how many?
Probably 12.
12 or...
I think around the state.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wondered how much of the 11,000 you were on.
Oh, I mean... A very small amount.
Well, you guys do a great show because I do listen. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach, and it's Matinair on Air, new time starting Wednesday.
Yes.
Yes.
9 a.m. until 11 a.m.
Yes.
All right.
Come and join us.
Well, the legend of radio.
So are you.
You and I actually worked once before at a John Tesh concert. And
I remember it well.
Oh, we introduced John Tesh one station, me for another.
that.
And yeah, John Tesh concert. Hey, just still working.
I get it's just weird entertainment to me. Yeah. And then one day I'm like, he plays piano?
Yeah.
And really flowy shirts?
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Don Rosen. Own right.
So Matt and Aaron on air, it's on AM 540. Used to be called Way Low on the Dial, WYLO. Now it's WAUK. AM 540. It's the Civic Media Radio Network 24 hours a day. But from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Starting Wednesday is Matt and Aaron on air. If you want to catch her today, it's 10 a.m. till noon.
We'll see you then.
The old time.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Don.
It's 8:20. It's time for Pete and the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ plus friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org, HospiceAlliance.org.
Big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project. 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes. The water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe. Same legendary marina. Stop by Racine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every regular season Friday home game at American Family Field. Ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder, courtesy of Miller Lite and Lite. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories, JN and the Racine County Eye, not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter. Our inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com. WRJN.
been saying.
It's WRJN. Thinking about quitting your job, but you don't have a good reason? Here are the five most common reasons people quit their jobs. Not making enough money, not getting promoted, not feeling fulfilled, too much stress, not using the job skills you learned, and not being allowed to play your favorite songs on the radio. All right, maybe that last one is just me, but those are the best ones we came up with. 827, local news, timeless hits, WRGN, severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this morning.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying. Stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game. Again, oh, don't let the sun catch. catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You like going to play the roulette wheel at the casinos? Well, next time you go, think about this. If you add up all the numbers on a roulette wheel, it adds up to 666. Doesn't that spook you, huh? 8:30 on the Noggin. Let's check news in the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The name on the sign out front says the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That center will open in Caledonia May 1st. It's named after the late county executive who pushed early for the project. Efforts at the facility are said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. You can find out more about how many kids will be there and how the place will operate online. It's a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. Phase 2 is set for July, impacting Augusta to Melvin. The Red Cross is recruiting volunteers to install smoke alarms in homes May 3rd. They're looking for 3-person teams who will also help families create escape plans. It's a nationwide event with volunteers being sought locally. You can find more on the Red Cross website. And Gateway Technical College has opened a place to help students in need. It's called the Connection Center, and it's now operational at the Racine campus. A statement says the goal is to support students with food, clothing, and access to community services. There's a food pantry, access to professional clothing, and help with housing, mental health, and transportation needs. School officials say they want to help students overcome challenges so they can succeed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. Our high right around 78. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Best job I could land when I graduated college was an Easter bunny at the mall. The biggest word about being an Easter bunny, kids do not like the bunny. Moms, you want the picture with your kid and the bunny. That kid is used to seeing a fluffy little cute bunny, goes to the mall, now it's 6 foot tall, doesn't blink. That's demonic. I had a toddler not wanting the picture with me. The mom is forcing him on my lap. The kid's already crying. Runs away. She pulls him back up by his shirt collar, throws him back on my lap. He's kicking, screaming, crying, trying to get away. She's strong holding him on my lap. This is going on for 10 minutes. I feel so bad for this kid. I finally yell. I'm like, hey, stop it. Leave him alone. He doesn't want it. But I'm in this giant bunny head, so all they heard was... And they still couldn't hear me, so I finally just rip off the bunny head. They both look at me traumatized. And that's the picture the photographer took.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. You went to school to learn girl. You never, never knew before. I hate that boy. Except that's the same. Why 2 plus 2 makes 4? Not, not, not. I'm gonna teach you. All about the girl.
Hearing Michael Jackson, little Michael Jackson there singing about, oh, I love you. Show me what you got. And he's a little kid in that song. ABC, local news, timeless hits. 38-year-old man in Oregon threw $100 bills out of the window of his car up to a total of $200,000. He did it to bless others. Now, it wasn't all his money. His family says it was taken out of a shared family account. His family says the decision to spread the wealth left them broke. They're asking anyone who picked up that cash to return it. Yeah, like that's going to happen. It's 8:37 at WRJN. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for our area. We'll keep you on top of the weather throughout the day. But right now, we got the Beatles. Let's take it.
Is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon sign. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Your problems surround you, there are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova.
Clark downtown, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN 843. This is the best news ever. The end of an era. Airline experts are saying that reclining seats on airplanes are in the process of being phased out for good, for economy class at least. There are multiple reasons why, but the main reasons are Don Rosen complained that his knees were hurt every time somebody put their seat back. Seats also spark a lot of issues with passengers and flight attendants, including spilled drink and damaged electronics. And some say this could be a blessing in disguise. It is, because I'm 6 foot three and I got big legs. And when they put it back all the way, I'm crushed. So I kick the back of their seat and they don't like it. Well, where do you want me to put my feet, my legs? I mean, I got to put them somewhere. And you don't need to recline your seat. So that's the greatest news ever. End of an era. I love it. 844 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles with lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent. Not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
All my bags are packed. I'm going to go. Standing here outside your door, I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn, taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn, already I'm so lonesome I could cry, so kiss me and smile for me, tell me that. You down, so many times I've played around. I
tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 850. This just in, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for the WRJN listening area that includes Racine and Caledonia. So, again, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for the WRJN listening area until 9:15 this morning. Just be aware of that. Be aware of your surroundings. Right now, we've got Mike Clemens with us. We're going to talk sports for the next few minutes here. And, you're there, right, Mike?
I'm standing by.
I'm just talking. Let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks first.
The playoff series starts tomorrow at noon. And, you know, the big story with the Bucks is Damian Lillard back a month after a blood clot. I mean, other NBA players have had this deep vein thrombosis situation where it took him 6 months. And, you know, this thing was diagnosed. He had some pain in his right calf, more MRIs, and they identified he had a blood clot there in his leg. And, you know, immediately you take him off the court with the pain, because this is life-threatening. If that thing releases, if it goes to the lungs, it can go to the heart, it could prove fatal. So they put him on blood thinners, other kinds of treatments. And then we were very surprised on Tuesday that John Horst, the GM, put out a statement and said, hey, he's making tremendous progress, and we think we're going to help the blood thinner medication program, and, you know, he may be back. And then they put out another one and said, he's going to go to practice today. So, the doctors have told the team, this is just an amazing recovery. You just don't see it like this. Now, you know, pump the brakes, because there's some of these analysts are saying, whoa, he could be there for this playoff series, round one, against the Pacers. And it's like, I know that he hasn't been out on the court for a month. You know, you've got to get into basketball shape. You've got to be able to run up and down minutes if necessary. And Doc Rivers even told us that last night. He goes, yeah, we had a practice today. He was out there, but we're just 50-50. We really did our real work earlier in the week. You know, he's got to prove to us on the court that he's ready. But on the other hand, they got a game against a rival, the Pacers, and you like to plant the seeds. There's some gamesmanship to say, hey, you might see Dame Lillard in this series, which means they've got to prepare for him watching the video as well.
Like you and me, always in basketball shape, right?
Always ready.
Walk the dog, and I got to sit there on a bench halfway through just to breath. All right, the Brewers open up a homestand with the A's. No longer the Oakland A's, though, you say, right?
Yeah. Remember, if I told you this story, last year we're covering the Super Bowl in Vegas. And I see, and it's a couple nights after the game and before cheaper flights to Wisconsin. And I go and see Rich Little at the Tropicana. oh, what a great show. He's at the Laugh Factory, and he's talking about his days with Sinatra and Sammy Davis on this trip or on the Carson show. And I went to the manager. I said, this is a great show. I want to tell friends about it. And he goes, well, you better hurry because we're closing in a month. What do you mean closing? He goes, they're tearing the hotel down. This is where they're going to build the new stadium for the A's.
That's right.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, the Tropicana. So, yeah, the A's, they were so sick and tired of the Coliseum and no love lost between the Oakland fans. So they've been playing at a minor league place in Sacramento, and they're not even calling themselves that. They're right now, it's the A's, the Athletics, against the Brewers tonight. Freddie Peralta on the mound from Milwaukee at American Family Field.
Game times, broadcast time, 6:35 tonight, 5:35 afternoon game tomorrow, and on Sunday, Nooner, it's 12:35 p.m., the Athletics against the Brewers, the A's against the Brewers, all on WRJN. So, yeah, the Tropicana, that's legendary when they tore that down. Legendary.
Yeah. And it looked like like one of those typical casinos back there from the 60s.
Yeah, I know. It's
kind of a cool place.
The old mob hangouts, the Tropicana.
Yeah.
All right, the Badgers, spring practice training going on right now.
Yeah, but a huge setback. We were out there at the McLean Center up in Madison, indoors, turf, and this new left tackle they've got, replacing Jack Nelson, who was from Stoughton, Wisconsin. His dad played for the Badgers. He's going to be in the draft next week. Kevin Haywood, he has to leave the field, and they'll say, lower leg injury. So we go over the weekend, and then Luke Fickle comes and talks to us Tuesday. They say, hey, what about Haywood, the left tackle? Torn ACL, done for the season. And they've got this new offense coming in with the coordinator Grimm and a new quarterback. Now they got to figure out who's going to play left tackle. They're going to have to move guys around, but that's a big setback for
the Mike Clemens showed his face. NFL is coming.
Yeah, 250,000 people expected, but that's not every night. It'll be more like that's like a game day, and maybe 100,000 per day over the 3-day period. Get started Thursday night. And then Friday night, they have rounds 2 and 3 out there on that stage, whatever the weather is. And then they finish up on Saturday from like 10 to 6 p.m. to rounds 3 through 7. And the Packers have the 23rd pick. And, folks have been asking me, what's the deal now? How are you going to get in there? And I said, I went through this in New Orleans. The league knows what the plan is. And, they just did a Super Bowl a month after that horrible terrorist attack. In the streets of New Orleans, the French Quarter, the day before the Cotton Bowl, they had to put the Cotton Bowl off a day. So the league saw that, and they know what the plan is. They'll reveal more of that information. You'll hear it over this weekend and early next week on how to drive to Green Bay, where you should park your car, where the shuttles will be to take you in, and you take it from there. And that information will be at the Packers website, packers.com.
So why hasn't Aaron Rodgers signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers yet?
Well, he went on the McAfee show yesterday, and he talked about why he left the Jets. He says he flew all the across the country to talk to the new head coach, Aaron Glenn, who said, yeah, we just want to let you know how you want to handle the messaging of this because we're going to release you. And he goes, I could care less what the message is. He goes, why am I here? You could have just told that to me over the phone. I just flew across the country. And the new head coach, who came from the Lions, says, you know what? Because we thought about it, and I don't want to have to say something to the guys in a team meeting, and everybody in the room turns back and looks at you for your reaction. And he says, you don't know me. I wouldn't do that. And he goes, well, how do I know that? He goes, exactly. That's why I'm here, to get to know you. So that's how he left it with the Jets. And then the question is, well, the Pittsburgh Steelers have got the door open for you. They got rid of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And he said, I'm in communication. He says, I'm in a relationship. There's some people that are very close to me that are going through a very tough time, and I'm committed to them. And as soon as I get through this, I'll be able to make up my mind. It sounds legit. It doesn't sound like diva, Rodgers Favre kind of stuff. There's something personal going on, and as soon as he gets some resolve there, that's when he'll make himself available to play.
Finally this morning, I want to talk about a good friend of ours, Dick Graceffa, who's been doing high school sports on this radio station for years. He just lost his wife, Peg Graceffa, who was not only his partner in life, but also his partner in DG Sports. She helped out with all the games, did the stats. She was like a main player and getting these high school games on the air.
He was, she was the nicest person.
I know.
And she's, very technically, advanced that way with computers. She even knew the broadcast equipment, better than us. And, Dick has taken over after the Jim Shue era of calling high school football games, basketball games, and whatnot. And Peg was there to help him get that on and to do it. And he's so dedicated and goes to all these games and covers them in all the weather. And she was there at his side. And, she was diagnosed with this illness about 2 years ago. And it progressed really rapidly, and our hearts are broken because she was such a sweetheart and, meant so much to him. And so our thoughts with Dick Graceffa and their family, and we're going to greatly miss Peg.
When I was talking to Dick a few weeks ago during the playoff season for basketball, Peg was in the background, and I was talking to her, and she sounded great. I said, "You sound fantastic." She goes, "I feel good."
Yeah.
But it caught up to her, and she passed away yesterday.
Definitely part of our family, right?
Right. Peg Graceffa, Dick Graceffa. Again, Dick, our hearts go out to you. We know you. We love you. Anything we can do for you, let us know. All right. Mike Clemens with sports. We'll catch you Monday morning, at least here on my program. We'll catch you Monday morning. Always good to have those sports reports top and bottom of the hour. Hey, Mike, take care of yourself today on this Good Friday, okay?
Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend,
you
everybody.
Too. Bye-bye. All right. Just a quick reminder on this Good Friday. Be careful. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the WRJN listing area until 9:15. So just be aware of that. Be aware of your surroundings. All right. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. We've got local news, timeless hits. We'll keep you on top of the weather forecast, too. Dan Markets coming up next. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday morning, 6 o'clock. Have a happy Easter and a good Friday today. All right. Stay right where you are.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police say the wounded suspect in a shooting at Florida State University refusing to speak to investigators as they continue their search for a motive. Two men, not students, were killed. Six were wounded. Team coverage begins with correspondent Skylar Henry in Tallahassee.